The Williamstown Film Festival was founded in 1998 to fill a cultural gap in the part of Massachusetts known for its museums and theater and music and dance. So now it's in its 16th year. The Williamstown Film Festival will present films, parties, and panels November 5th through the 9th in Williamstown and North Adams, Massachusetts. Here to tell us more are Williamstown Film Festival director Steve Lawson and program consultant Sandra Thomas. Thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very, very much for being here. So next Wednesday, this all starts. How would you, Steve, is it possible for you to kind of give us an arc, a theme, how you would describe this festival?
I'm always asked this question, and I always have no idea how to answer it, because there is no theme. It's just a collection of interesting films and people.
Okay.
You know, that appeals to a broad, we hope, spectrum of the audience.
Because sometimes what happens is that people start putting things together. I know we do this on the show. You start putting things together and you have all these disparate elements, and all of a sudden you realize that something has taken over that, oh, well, we're looking at this.
Right.
But you don't find
sometimes
that.
It does. Occasionally, like one year, maybe four or five seasons ago, it turned out almost all of the films had to do with young men suddenly growing up.
Yeah.
What I mean, but it wasn't designed that way.
No,
it just happens. This year, as I think Sandra can speak to this, I think we really are sort of all over the map as far as tone and subject matter and you know, the whole.
Definitely. Between the shorts and the documentary, mix of documentaries in with the narrative features, and then a new event on opening night, it really is a taste of almost everything.
So tell us about opening night. What's
happening? Yeah, why don't you talk about
opening
that.
Night is a new event called Project Screenplay. It was brought to us as an idea by Andrew Osborne. He's an Emmy Award-winning screenwriter out of Boston. And he had this idea to create this live-action game show type event loosely based on Project Runway, where screenwriters are actually participating. So if screenwriters are out there and still want to participate, there's time. And they bring their script, 10 pages of a spec script. Andrew will be hosting the event. There'll be a panel of experts and the audience. And so the screenwriters will start by pitching their idea in round one, doing 3 pages of their script in round two, and then 10 in round three. And it'll whittle down to the finalists, and the winner will receive a screenwriting mentorship with Andrew and other prizes along the way, because it is a game show. So we have things lined up as far as that goes. And it's really an opportunity for screenwriters to put their ideas out there in public and get some immediate feedback, both from the audience view, but also some experts in the field.
Great way to kick it off. That's Wednesday, the 5th of November at 7 o'clock. And then on Thursday, the 6th of November, I will see our first film, correct?
Yes. This is Little White Lie. This is a very, very interesting documentary. I'd want to sort of give it away because it's remarkable how it develops. But it's about this girl, then a young woman, who actually directs this documentary about herself, her own story. And it's about how she is not who she thought she was. She looks very different from the rest of her family. And it turns out there's this long-buried family secret that not only was she not told about, but her parents never spoke of it to each other. So it's, and beyond that, my lips are sealed.
All right.
Lacey Schwartz, the filmmaker, is from Woodstock. She grew up in Woodstock, New York.
Excellent.
And she'll be there for the Q&A via Skype. She's at another festival.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That'll be taking place on Thursday, and then you'll have an after party after that. And then on Friday, give us a sense of Friday, which I always love when you do the shorts.
And a lot of people are with you on that, because that's always probably the first thing to sell out.
Definitely.
Both of the slots.
Yeah.
I think because you're getting a smorgasbord as opposed to a single dish.
Yes.
You know, and if you like 5 out of the 10, that's a pretty good average.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah, as opposed to not liking a feature at all.
Right. Worse odds.
But we're opening on Friday with a very interesting film that was at Tribeca called Match, which is by Stephen Belber, who returns to Williamstown 13 years after he was last here with his film Tape. And this is his directorial debut, but he adapted it from his own play, which was on Broadway 9 years ago with Frank Langella. And now Patrick Stewart plays the lead in the movie.
Oh, wow.
Who is terrific.
It's Match, and that is at noon on Friday. Then the
all shorts.
The shorts. You'll have the benefit dinner, and then tell us about the Tony Gilroy event.
Well, Tony Gilroy is a friend of Stephen Hanek's, who's on our board, a terrific artist. And Tony's probably best known for writing and directing Michael Clayton, a very fine film, I think. I'd forgotten
Absolutely.
How good it was when I watched it again recently. And he wrote or co-wrote all four of the Bourne movies and directed Legacy, the last one. And so he's going to come up and talk about the art of suspense in cinema. You know, and when we talked on the phone, he went, well, I'm no scholar or critic. I don't have a theology of suspense. And I said, well, that's why we want you to come, because you've made movies about it as opposed to yakking about it. And so we're going to show clips from Tony's films as well as from sort of suspense classics that inspired him. So I think nice mix.
The art of suspense.
And yes. I want to add in there, Dolores Claiborne is also one of his movies, which to me was one of the creepiest movies of all time.
A very creepy movie. Very creepy book, very creepy movie.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, November 8th, we have a full day.
We sure do. It's nonstop.
Starting Wild first thing in the morning with Wild Like, which is a film. Steve, you talk about this film. You're very fond
of
it.
Yeah, I'm fond of this film. It's it's about this girl whose mother is in rehab in Seattle, sends her to stay for a while with her uncle in Juneau, Alaska. The uncle, unfortunately, then takes a slightly creepy interest in his niece, and she flees without money, trying to get back to Seattle, and she's in Alaska, for God's sake. And she hooks up with this sort of lone backpacker, played by Bruce Greenwood, a terrific actor. Mm. And it's these two people could not be more oil and water, and yet somehow they form this strange bond, and he becomes, against his will, sort of her protector. And it's remarkable to see how both of them change in the course of the film.
And that is Wild Like and 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Right.
And then you have lunch.
We have lunch.
Which is cool.
We have lunch.
Going over to the Williams Inn for lunch with Lily Taylor, the actress, and Nick Flynn, her husband and author, who also made the movie Being Flynn, based on his book. And they will be talking about book to screen and also how it is being a married couple in the arts and navigating that relationship. And it's moderated by Jim Shepherd, who is a good friend of theirs and also a professor at Williams College in English and author himself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A terrific author.
Yeah.
New book coming out soon.
Wonderful.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, he's great.
And then we have a wild card film. Do you know what it is yet?
It was just announced.
Oh, okay.
And it happens to have wild in the title. It's Wild Canaries. We have a Wild Saturday. Wild Canaries is an indie comedy, Woody Allen-esque type film, young couple played by Lawrence Michael Levine, who also wrote the film, and Sophia Takal, both very indie actors, play hipsters, Nick and Nora Charles. And it's a really throwback to classic mysteries. The wife thinks there's something going on. Mm. He doesn't think there is. And they sleuth it out.
And everybody eventually is a suspect.
Yes.
Everybody.
I love that.
Yes, right.
Tell us about 1971.
1971 is a remarkable documentary about these eight rather normal Americans who, during the Vietnam War, broke into this local FBI office near Philadelphia, stole a lot of documents, and mailed them to newspapers, revealing this enormous illegal surveillance program. And the FBI tried to find them, and they never did. And then the statute of limitations expired. And only now, in this documentary, are their identities revealed. Mm. And two of the activists and one of the reporter are going to be at the screening. So that should make it a very interesting Q&A.
And then on Saturday night is the second shorts program, which will be taking place. And we got about a minute left, so tell us about Sunday.
Sunday, go ahead.
Well, Like Sunday Like Rain is Sunday morning. It's our bagel screening. There'll be bagels at 10:30, film at 11. And it's about a first-time au pair and a 12-year-old cello prodigy who strike up kind of an unlikely relationship.
And then we close with Loitering with Intent, about these two screenwriters desperate for a quiet weekend to write a masterpiece. And, of course, the world descends on them, especially Marissa Tomei and Sam Rockwell. So there is no quiet at all.
Oh, that's great. It's Loitering with Intent, and the festival begins Wednesday, November 5th. It ends Sunday, November 9th. There is a lot going on. It's the 16th year of the Williamstown Film Festival, and you can find out more by going to their website, williamstownfilmfest.com. Williamstownfilmfest.com. Steve Lawson is the Film Festival Director. Sandra Thomas is the Program Consultant. You can find out more information about all the events and get your tickets and plan your weekend. Williamstownfilmfest.com. Steve and Sandra, thank you so much for being here. It's always great to have you.
Hey, Joe. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.